We've got Kevin Tran back just blowing up the scene, and we've got the boys contemplating death like they usually do, and we've got Loki that's not Tom Hiddleston. We'll see you guys after that opening.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to the Supernatural After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Alexis Torres, joined by the God of Soul, Michael Young.
What's is up?
What is up?
How's it going, guys, man? I was so happy that you were here. Ready to talk some Supernatural. This episode that Alexis loves.
The music is depicting exactly how I feel. I just want to wreck crap with my flying axe. If you haven't played God of War 4, you're missing out. Anyway, thank you guys for joining us in the live chat. If you are joining us later, please put your thoughts in the comments below, since we only have 3 episodes left, starting tomorrow and then the rest of the weeks to come. We're coming to an end. It's happening. Yeah. And then we have a whole nother season right after that, because the show never ends. The boys will continue to hunt until they have walkers and canes, pretty much, is what's going to end up happening. Poor things.
I kind of want to see that. Like a
skit. Me too. Yeah,
like a skit. Not a whole season.
Yeah, just like a little skit. Just a little tiny one. Like at the end of season 14 or whenever they decide to end the show, that would be really funny if they're like, get back here.
They have to trap demons because they can't go to them anymore.
They have to pull that Freddy trap from last time. Oh, I want it. But anyway, if you don't know what we're recapping episode 20, where we got some very interesting lore in this one. And also, I'm worried about Jack and Mary now because they pretty much have no backup. I mean, they have Bobby, but
Yeah. Bobby's he's a little up there in age.
Yeah.
But he's also the other Bobby, he's
yeah, he's been doing this for a long time. Yeah. So he's a little bit more prepared than our Bobby.
Old Bobby.
Who's definitely dead. So thank you guys again for joining us. So we're gonna jump into Jack and Mary's storyline because it was that B storyline was very quick. Yeah.
It was barely in the show.
Yeah, because so Jack and Mary, they've been going through 3 battles now since the last time we saw them?
I think you said 3.
3, yeah. And they're trying to find their bearings and just really trying to figure out what they can do to end just all of it at this point in time, because Jack is itching to kill Michael so badly.
Jack wants the fight.
Yeah, no, clearly. And so Bobby's away on mission, and he's like, I don't know. One of their soldiers told them that the angels are all gone. And so that means that the place is empty. So, of course, Jack's like, we should go. And Mary's like, I think that this is a terrible idea. We should just stay here. Especially, yeah. No, as soon as there was there's no angels there. It's empty. I was like, we should not go. We should just pretend that everything's fine and just stay here.
In my mind, when I heard, all the angels are gone so we can just go, I felt Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Part 2 when Raph was in the junkyard. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's a little too quiet. Yeah, a little too quiet. And he's like, oh, that's Raph. Oh, it's a little too Raph. And I was like, yeah. I felt like it was a little too easy.
Yeah.
Too easy.
And I felt sitting there, especially when he actually looked to see that the location was actually empty. I went, one, where was Kevin Tran hiding? How did you not see him, Jack? Really? I'm just going to check the top level, even though I've already been there and I know that there's dungeons and things like that because I was just in one of them and Mary was also in one of them. No, we're just not going to check those? That's fine. And he's like, no, it looks like everything's clear. I'm like, was it though?
Kevin apparently is a championship level hide and seek member.
Oh my God,
of
reigning champ
alternate US or something, I guess.
Oh my God. No, I'm assuming that there was probably some sort of spell or warding that kept him from being seen. That's what I'm assuming, because when they did go there, which I was like, again, this is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
They show up and Mary tells them to go check the perimeter and also check if there's any wardings or anything like that, and that's where they find Kevin Tran. But in my head I'm like, seriously? You checked everywhere, Jack?
That's why you need some kind of a drone or something to kind of circle the area.
Yeah, don't send your actual men. Send things. Like, well,
like a little scout. Like, send like the wackest person in the crew to go look.
Oh, that's mean. The weakest link.
That's right. Send the guy that like nobody really likes anyway, but since you're humans, you're like, I guess we got to stick together.
Wow.
Send that guy and be like, you know, sniff around, see if there's anything going on.
That's messed up.
Come back to us.
Mm-mm.
And then, you know.
Mm-mm.
Then you would have found Kevin and you would have been like, yo, Kevin, he looked kind of shifty, yo.
Yeah, we should just leave him here.
And then.
But I mean, it was interesting to see, because Kevin Tran, for us, in our dimension and universe, that he was a very well-beloved character. He's also really, really smart and all this kind of stuff. The fact that we get to see the opposite side of him where he's more damaged, but through some stuff, and the fact that one, his mom played a huge role in past seasons, and the fact that she's dead now because of him and everything.
But he'll get to see her again, you know?
Well, I mean, Mary did not say that. He was like, it's just memories, that's it. I mean, that's what you get, it's not real. So he does get to see her, but it's not a real mom. It'll be a memory or a figment of her, which is unfortunate, but I mean, if that's all you need. You know,
Art Master Austin Prophet said, "Rest in peace, Kevin 2.0." No, don't rest in peace because you like changed on your people.
Oh, that's not fair.
You're a human. You're not supposed to be. You could have easily been like, "Yo, man, I'm gonna blow him up," and then when he went away, be like, "All right, I ain't gonna blow him up." But no, you blew people up anyway. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh.
No, because you're a prophet. And you're supposed to be helping out good people. All right, so don't rest in peace.
I think he is just broken, is what it was. I love how he was saying that he was used as a pawn or a tool to break Jack, but I feel like he was already broken at this point in time. I definitely thought that he was going to still blow up the place, but he was going to tell him to leave. And then he was going to sacrifice himself. But instead, he still sacrificed himself, but also going through with the plan, which is unfortunate. Yeah. But I also understand that he was doing it out of fear, that he was like, this is the only way. Michael said that when I get to heaven, if I do this thing for him, I will be able to go and see my mom. But I was also like, he's never actually put anything towards his deals. They've never worked out. But I think he also doesn't know that because he's been used so much.
All right, let me send a message out there to all Kevins in the world.
Here we go.
If an angel's like, yo, if you blow yourself up, blow mad people up, then you're going to be able to see your mama again.
Mm-mm.
He's lying, all right?
He's lying.
And don't trust him, all right?
Oh, good Lord.
That's pretty much it. That's all you need to know.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I felt really bad for Kevin, but at the same time, I was just like, oh, you're so smart, boy. Like, why? Why would you do this? But I found it very interesting how Jack was, like, ready to go. Like, even though they had the discussion of, like, you should stay here.
Yeah.
You should figure this out. Give me a day. Just give me a day. And I was like, yeah, Mary has a good point. Let's regroup, rethink.
Because Jack's trying to do the Dean thing, and it's not a good idea.
But that's how you know that he's gotten pretty close with the boys at this point, that he's already starting to mimic kind of, you know, what they're doing. So guns blazing in instead of intellect, which is usually what Sam is for.
Yeah.
So, usually.
what do you mean, usually?
We will get to it.
Yeah,
anyway, I'm still never going to get over the hand.
No.
I'm never going to get over that. I was like, are you serious?
He's like, oh, don't you go nowhere there.
Oh, I was like, oh, Sam.
Yo, Sam has game.
No, I didn't say he doesn't. Okay. I'm just saying that I think Sam needs to cool it.
He put the smoothness on. He was like, yeah, girl.
He's not smooth as eggs. Sam is not.
Smooth as eggs.
God, that phrase. Anyway, so, but the fact that, you know, he was like, I'm going to go anyway. And I was like, okay. I don't want Jack to die, but I feel like he would only be the other person that could take on Michael than anybody else in this group. Because I would have been more mad if Mary's like, let's just go. And Jack was like, no, I think we should stay.
like,
you know?
I figure Michael probably do something sneaky, kind of like Diaz and Arrow, where he like, you know, he's like, yo, I'm gonna fight you fair and square, and then hit him with the knife real quick.
No, I definitely think that if he went by himself, he would get trapped or killed.
Yeah.
Jack, for sure. I don't think that he would have won. But again, Kevin Tran, you know, Michael's always, and that's the other thing. Michael is always a step ahead of this group. So when that happens,
he's not even doing smart stuff.
He's
doing stuff that like it's like, oh, the angel's gone. It's a trap. Like it's not, that's mad simple. That's a slam dunk.
But,
I knew it. You guys knew it. We were all like, It's trapped.
I know, but the bad thing is our humans apparently are not on the same boat. That's why. So it's unfortunate. Kevin is about to blow himself up. Jack protects Mary, which I love the effects of their wings. Because, well, I don't think, like I said, I don't think so. If someone get in the chat or put in the comments after if we've seen this move before, because I don't remember an angel actually closing their wings and protecting somebody.
Yeah. Now, in the chat, Ivan Soto said that Kevin didn't go to heaven. He went to hell because he committed suicide. But this is the other side. So yeah, maybe we don't know. I mean, normal side, like normal our side, he would go to hell.
Yeah.
But
according to Catholicism and Christian.
But that's the rules kind of like they're playing by because they have angels and demons.
No, correct. So, and that's what I'm saying.
So on our side, yes, definitely. On their side,
I'm not quite sure. Up is down, right is left.
And then also Michael controls it, so maybe not.
A bit, but also, yeah, and Michael's a lying piece
death?
Of
it. Yeah, where's their side's death? And where's their side's, like, well, their Lucifer is already dead.
Yeah.
But, you know, all their other people, like Crowley and
we
stuff.
We don't have time for that.
We ain't got time for that.
We ain't got time for that because our actors are all busy. but, yes, I agree with you that I think that Kevin Tran, sadly enough, was manipulated. That's what Michael is there for, and that's sadly enough what he knew that he could manipulate Kevin to do what he wanted. And he did it. You know, with false pretenses, which is unfortunate. False winnings, I guess? Yeah. False promises. There you go.
Yeah, false promises.
False promises. And it's just unfortunate.
Promises?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't even. So, obviously, Mary was knocked out from the blast. Everyone died in that entire building because they were pretty much burned to a crisp.
Because people don't listen to Michael when he's talking to the TV. But go ahead.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And, I mean, I was throwing things at my screen. I was just like, y'all are idiots. But you can see that. I love how Jack didn't look like in the beginning when he was like, oh, he's trying to break you. And he looked confused, but also like, oh, he can't break me. And, well, boy looked a little broken, just a tiny bit. But speaking of boys who are broken or dealing with someone who's broken, boys and Gabriel.
Yeah. Which this episode is all about.
So, this portion of the episode, I'm half and half. One, I love, love, love what they were doing with Gabriel's story. I like that we got to figure out why he is the way that he is. I loved that. Because I was confused when they brought Loki into the mix. Because I was like, wait, I thought you were Loki. What are you talking? And I love when they brought it up. Dean was like, wait, hold up. Stop. Yeah. Pump the brakes. Pull it into reverse. Aren't you Loki? What are you talking about? And no.
That's a real Loki.
But yeah, that was really cool that the real Loki, who pretty much looks exactly like Gabriel, because, yeah, they struck a deal and he was supposed to pretend to be him while Loki was doing other things.
Yeah. And, cool. I guess I'll go in and drop it right now.
All right, go for it.
Got a couple of words for Dean. Cut the crap. Yeah, that's right. Cut the crap.
Just throwing
you
coasters
are
today.
Extremely hypocritical. Mm-hmm. Mr. Revenge himself. Always like, I'm going to do it on my own. I got this. And I'm going to kill everybody. I'm going to do it with my bare hands. Now all of a sudden, somebody else wants revenge. Why can't they have that? Why can't you have his revenge? Huh? Huh, Dean? Oh, because you a hater. That's why. You a hater and you're hypocritical. Hypocritical hate is the worst type of hate. That's it. I'm done with Dean.
Michael rants make me so happy.
I need a whole another week Dean get right.
Well, and I love that they brought it up, and we'll get more into it. But we had, which I feel, because I don't know much about Norse mythology.
Yeah.
Besides Odin, Thor, and Loki, that is as far as my knowledge. Thank you. As my knowledge will go. But we had Sleipnir. I hope I said that correctly. I'm going to butcher these names, and I apologize to anyone who believes in or who is a part of this heritage. Narfi and Fenrir and Loki, clearly. But the fact that these guys are supposed to be sons of Loki, from what I read, and that they're not demigods, kind of, question mark. I was very confused.
Yeah, because he didn't even explain. He was like, they're kind of gods, but kind of like...
Because he introduced them as demigods, weird. And then he was like, oh, they're not really demigods. And I was like, okay,
they're like,
so...
They're these, like, kind of, like, offshoot thingies or whatever. Like,
I mean, when we were seeing... It looked like we were seeing different animal faces. I was like, are we dealing with chimeras? Like, what's happening? Like, but that's because I'm watching too much Fullmetal Alchemist right now. But... But yeah, I was very confused as to why. But again, the story that they put up where it was Gabriel was died, went into hiding, asked for a favor, and these guys hit him in the penthouse. I love how I had to shoot that scene twice because we had the regular scene, and they're like, oh, well, didn't you?
Dude was like, whoa. What about porn stars?
And he's like, oh, right, I forgot about that. Reverse. And then all of a sudden, porn stars are there. And I was just like, oh, Michael, hashtag don't tell my wife. Because, that scene was like, whoa. I was like, I couldn't watch this at work. I had to minimize my window. I was like, nope.
It was funny because, like, Sam was like, look, that's enough. And Dean was still like, go on.
Yeah. He like pulls out popcorn. Go on. but yeah, it was very interesting and how that pretty much they decided halfway through that they were like, you know what? This would actually be better if we just sold you to Badonga Donga Deus, you know? Yep. That sounds like a great idea.
Modeus.
You had to pause there. But Osmodeus and how...
Amadeus.
No, I like want to play that song every time, but he's dead now, so we can't play it anymore.
Yeah, because it's like it's we can't get the enjoyment anymore.
No, it's not the same. But I will enjoy. But I love it. They called it out though. They called him a Kentucky Fried Chicken something. I can't remember what the thing. I think he said bitch, but I could be wrong. Yeah. that's just quoting them. I could be completely incorrect. But yeah, but I love how interesting it was. One, that they brought that up. I'm hoping that was an ad lib. I don't know if that was written in or anything, but I really hope that was an ad lib because that was hilarious. But yeah, but it really showed, one, the trauma. It doesn't matter if you're a female or a male, if you've gone through some sort of abuse like that or torture, that it will affect you, doesn't matter who. Because I feel like in most TV shows, they usually have the woman going through that where they have that mental breakdown of being tortured or raped or kidnapped or something like that. And or it's kids. Like, it's always one or the other. We usually get a guy who's like completely fine after, which again, that could be just
all good.
That could be just like a mechanism to like hide what they're actually feeling. But I like that we got to see Sam and Gabriel have to go through something like that where they were not okay and they were different levels of such.
And
because
like, and also Dean has been tortured before. Remember the first time he went to hell, he was tortured like mad times, and then he became a torturer. And that's
that was
so. It's like I thought before Dean went on hypocritical Dean. I thought Dean was going to be like, you know what? I understand. You know, let's make this right for you.
I knew that's exactly. What I thought was gonna... No, I knew exactly that Dean, when he wants to bring out feelings, it has to be like on his terms, on specific moments. The music has to freaking swell. Like it's like. He has to, you know how he has to be in the mood to do things? This is one of them, for sure. Light candles, put on that jazz music. Wow. Like, I feel like he has to set that up.
Sweetie.
You need that saxophone. Like, or Norse god music. I mean, either way. I mean, you might as well. Just let the horns play. Like, you know.
It's like, I feel like killing.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Mm. The God of War soundtrack seems like a great idea for that. Let's just... Just throw it up there. Yes! He's like, oh.
He's like,
he's sitting there in the corner in his chair in that crappy hotel and is just like,
let's kill everybody.
Let's kill everyone, but also I need to talk about my feelings first.
Yeah.
Go on a rampage.
And then come back and talk
about it. Just like that. Just as it swells. Every time. Yeah, no. And then that's when Law and Order comes up and they're like, hey, okay. What do we have? What do we got? Dean is like one of my second to third favorite characters in the entire series alone, mostly because of the fact that I do appreciate when he does have those moments, but I also hate it because he is extremely hypocritical sometimes where he will be like, oh, I will give you advice and do all these things, but also I will do the complete opposite, which is very human. Like, I do that all the time, but when it comes to life or death, I feel like you need to be on the same page.
Now,
same
wavelength. Outside of this episode, who's your favorite character in this series?
Well, it was Crowley in the beginning.
Really?
Yeah. I liked Crowley because I loved the fact that I could never tell what side he was on.
All right. For me, it was a tie between the OG Death and
he was dope.
And the Alpha Vampire.
Those
two guys, I really like their style.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, mine was.
They were pretty cool.
Mine was, it went Crowley, Cass, and then Dean. Rowena's pretty much up there now because
there's nobody left. No, it's just...
I mean, yeah, now, but I'm thinking through the whole series. But no, I'm sorry, that was way off. Crowley, and then oh my god, she was in Felicia Day. I can't remember her name. Charlie.
Yeah.
So Crowley, Charlie, Dean Chuck. Oh. Oh, no, no. Wait, I forgot Cass. Chuck. Wait. Okay, Crowley.
Crowley?
Charlie. Cass.
Cass.
Chuck. Dean. Sam.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Good old Chuck.
Yo, it's great. Oh, I forgot about, is her name Patience? Who was,
I can't see her face right now.
But you know who I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Because she was always there, and she always did stuff. Bobby's on there, too. And also the lady who ran the bar, who I can't remember her name, but way back in the day.
Way back, the guy with her daughter.
Yeah.
That was kind of feeling Dean. But
yeah,
then,
I didn't know what was happening. I was like, aren't you a minor?
I was like, how old is she? Or maybe she's just short and she's like old.
Well, you have
but
to also remember.
I mean, not old, but just regular age old.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then, like, but she was just short.
Mm-mm.
And then
Rowena's in there. I don't know the order right now.
And she has some fancy footwork. So I got to give Rowena her love.
No, man.
Because she got fancy footwork.
Yeah. No, it was great.
You know who I missed that I saw on some commercial or something? Lisa. I was like,
oh, good time.
Lisa, I miss you. Dean, you could have had it all.
I know. It makes me.
Had it all.
But it's also kind of weird because I feel like a lot of people are like, we're not used to Dean being like a dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I feel like.
They're getting rid of this story.
They're like, we understand that Dean might be daddy, but not dad. Faja?
Yeah, we're going to get rid of this storyline in like one
episode.
Which
is unfortunate, but I also love that because it was at the same time with dealing with Soulless Sam. That was insane.
Soulless Sam was.
That was something.
Different dude.
I really enjoyed Jared's performance during that season of being Soulless Sam. That was intense.
You know what the demons don't want? They don't want Soulless Sam and Mark of Cain Dean coming together.
Mm-mm.
That would have been crazy.
And then also crazy cast at the same time.
Oh,
That's too much. That's too much.
Like God level cast, that would have been.
Oh, they would have wrecked it. I hope that's what they do in season 14.
They'd be like, well, the world's saved. There it is.
We're good.
Show's over.
Everything's fine. Bye, guys.
Series finale.
It's just like that. As they're like slowly wrecking things. Yeah. And that was it. Enjoy, everyone. That's the only way the boys will be sent off. Is by letting them go ape crap. Like, it's hilarious.
It's like, oh, it's all over.
But yeah, so Gabe pretty much had a kill list that was very fancy. I only have four names on it. Or five. Yeah, four names on it.
Yeah, four names. That's all you need.
No. That was really great. I was really proud of him.
Like a Oliver Queen.
Also, can we talk about why
level book?
Narfi looked like a extremely posh Justin Bieber? I was very confused. I was like, why is Justin Bieber my Supernatural right now? And I was like, no, you're just an actor who looks like him. Okay.
That's Alex Bieber.
Alex Bieber.
the less popular older brother. Of Justin Bieber.
Who let you out of the house, Alex Bieber? Stay in your room.
Alex Bieber doesn't even sound right. He's like, that's definitely the less popular brother.
That's unfortunate. Anyway, but yeah, so he got all of his kills for sure, and he did get to kill Loki in the end.
With the wooden sword.
He did. I thought that was really clever. I don't know what the significance was. Did they mention that? Did anyone in the chat mention that?
Yeah, in the chat. Jacob Albert seems like he knows the most about Norse mythology. Here, is there something about like they have to be killed with wood because they never mentioned it? He was just like, yo, man, I'm going old school.
Arsenal, look
and
at
like,
it.
I was like, are y'all going to practice today or something? Like, is this practice?
I mean, one of those swords I definitely had at home as a practice.
But even though they should not be practiced, don't use those. Use the other more bamboo hollow inside ones because those ones that he used, even though they're made for practice, they hurt.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They really hurt.
I had to
take it from someone who's been hit by a couple of them.
It wasn't me, though. This was a separate affair.
No.
Yeah. I swear it wasn't me. But no, I have one of those at home. Like, it's in my closet. Like, I have it. So if you try, I'll hurt you.
And then stab you through the heart.
You know, straight up. I'll do it. Yeah, just like, that was the weirdest scene when he's just, like, talking and he's, like, cleaning off the sword. But I was also just like, okay. We don't have to. You could have done a tighter shot. I would have liked to see just his face.
I gotta get the full effect.
All right. But either way, Yeah, so he was able to kill everybody. We find out from Loki that he lied. He said that he was going to abandon not the beliefs, but the entire thing that has to do with Gabriel's family and, yeah. you know, and be part of that. Clearly, he did not do that. He also killed their father, or Lucifer killed their father. But technically, he was part of it in a weird way, kind of. I don't know. But either way, they're all resulting back to it's all Gabriel's fault. Yeah. And so Loki was just like, yeah, it's not happening. Also, I really enjoyed watching Dean and Sam just deal with an actual trickster, not the 2.0 version of him.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really cool. The original trickster, I thought that was really dope. But it was also very interesting because I've noticed this season we're getting a lot of, like Cass had to deal with, like, his darkness. So
true.
Misha had to be two different versions of Cass. And now we have a Gabriel-Loki fight-off.
Gabriel.
That was really, really cool, and seeing that, like, again, their acting chops of going back and forth, I thought that was really cool. Because even though they had the same voices, it wasn't, like, how Cass did it where you can tell, or Misha, that you can tell the difference of he's trying to be a different person there.
Yeah.
Especially because Cass is just deadpan the entire time. but yeah, so I enjoyed that and the fact that he did get his redemption. And even at the end, Sam was like, you good, fam? Like, we cool? Right. And he was just like, yeah, I never felt better. And I was like, that still worries me, but I'm glad that he's on your side.
At least.
Yeah, so I'm proud of Gabriel that he was like, yeah, I'll totally join up. And yeah, sounds great.
Finally.
And we're like, great.
Finally.
After how many seasons of you saying no? It's like the worst. It's like the worst group project.
Right, finally.
You're like, yo, please just help us, like, with this project. We need to get the grade. Okay? We've been in classes together since we were in ninth grade. We're seniors now. Please.
Just do your part.
Just do the one part. Okay, like, we'll do the rest. Just do the one thing, like, that we ask you.
You need to make more angels. There's only 9 left. It might be less now.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably, who knows if there's less now. You know,
we don't know what's happening. People getting, angels getting drunk.
Yeah,
you know,
angels just getting drunk. Demons might be like,
because
maybe demons know that there's, like, less of them, so they're, like, hunting them.
Yeah,
who knows?
You never know.
Because that's a whole other side story that would be cool to check out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, finally, he's on the good side.
I can't believe it.
It's been a long time. I don't know what to expect from him now.
I mean, apparently him and Rowena are working together, because when we got back to the bunker, Rowena's working on the book. He's doing some other stuff, and I'm just like, okay, I don't.
Yeah, and I mean, you never know. You know, Gabriel and Rowena, you know, never know.
I don't know. They could strike up their own deal.
Might be a love connection. You never know.
He might
put some game down on her. And she'd be like, all right.
But I am worried, though, which we'll get to for tomorrow's episode. But the boys have a moment where they talk about, you know, what happened the last time Lucifer and Michael were, you know, squaring up against each other. And Sam died.
Yeah.
And that was rough for all of us, because we were like, oh my God.
We're like, is he
coming back? Yeah. Where'd he go? Is he coming back? You like Mike and X? But yeah, it was, I liked seeing that part of Dean where I'm proud that Sam was like, what is up with you, bro? Like, what's going on? Why are you acting this way? Just running in, just doing stupid crap. Like, we're supposed to be a team.
Yeah.
And Dean was just like, well, what happened last time is you died. I'm not going to let that happen again. And I was like, but sometimes when you do this crap, you end up putting him in more danger. But
Because he's still alone. Like, you don't know what's going to happen, like, if you leave. Like, say if you go, I'm going to go kill Loki on my own, and then my little brother be safe. Well, what if somebody comes out the shadows and straight chokes him, all right?
Yeah,
you
or stabs, just straight through.
Stay together, man. Haven't you watched any type of horror movie?
Or, like, what if Gabriel gets possessed or something, and he has that giant wooden sword, and was like, stab.
Yeah, it's like,
and also Sam's always getting choked out by random people. Like, you never know, man.
Sam is the most chokeable. All right.
Every time he's either being thrown, choked, or hit over the head. It's one or the other. It's never the same.
You know what? We need Rowena to put a spell on them to, like, no throwing, like
because they get thrown blocking. Every episode.
So, like,
since
when somebody goes
one.
And they just we got a spell for that, and then they can just continue to fight because it's like, oh, y'all about we about to break some walls in here.
No, but I love it because ever since season one, every time they enter a fight, they're always being thrown somewhere.
Yeah.
It's like clockwork. I'm like, oh, there's a fight. Oh, there they go. It's like Team Rocket's it's blasting, like, off again.
Yeah, here we go.
I was like, all right.
Might as well watch the drywall, because here we go.
I mean, I just love it because at least the people, the stunt people who are pulling the wires back there, they're just like, all right, you guys ready? doing this again 13 seasons later. Here we go.
Like, still falling for the same stuff.
Yeah. Like, it's fine if it ain't broke.
Like, right? they should come in a room and stick like mad close to the wall, right? Mm-hmm. And just be like, act like they're about to do something, like, see, didn't have anyone.
And then all
to
of a sudden, yank.
Nah, and then they'll like pull them towards them and then throw them back. Oh, like, God, oh, well, I guess awful. It didn't work.
I would like to see that. I would like to see a pull forward. Just change it up. Use them force powers.
Yeah. Matter of fact, you can pull them forward to an uppercut, just like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
you
know? Straight up.
Pull them forward until an uppercut.
Yeah, you
know?
I want it.
Hit them with the scorpion. You know, that'd be great.
With the scorpion.
Yo, I would be doing that so much.
I need a supernatural fight game. That would be hilarious. I need it. I would play that. I would take my money. But yeah, so the fact that, but I like that Sam, this was the moment where I was like, oh, Sam is not playing anymore. Where he was like, no, I'm tired of this crap.
Yeah, and he's definitely old enough now.
Y'all, we've been doing this for 13 years now? Come on, you and go guys. Back on,
go back
13
on
years.
Netflix and watch that first episode. They're so,
yo, they're
so
young. So young. I was like, oh, look at these fetus faces. They're so tiny. Oh, my God. It's awful. But it's also really adorable, especially because, like, when Dean's trying to be, or Jensen Ackles is trying to be tough, or Sam, too.
Yeah.
Especially Jerry, when he's like, dude, and I'm like, oh my God, you're so tiny.
Like, aw, you're like 12.
They do look like they're 12. especially Jensen, because he's so big now.
Yeah.
Not like fat, like broad.
Yeah.
Like when he was in the first season, he just, that jacket looked huge. Huge
it was,
on
it
him.
It was kind of big.
It was, and that's fine, because he grew into it. Good for you, buddy. I'm so proud. anyway, but yeah, but I like that Sam was like, no, if we're going into this rift, we're going in together. If we're going to be fighting, we're going to be together. We're not going to split up. We're not going to do all this crap. And if we're going to die, we're dying together. And I was like, wow, anybody else get
together?
Yeah.
We die together.
I was like, are we doing Bad Boys?
Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah. I was like, are we doing Bad Boys 4? Is that what we're doing? Because we're having a 3, so that's why I'm saying 4 now. But yeah, I was like, oh. Yeah. North style.
Bad Boys. Bad Boys.
Again, if you haven't played God of War, you're missing out. Yeah. It's so good. I have to send you this meme, Steven, of him.
Save it for after the show.
Yeah, okay. I was trying to remember what it was. Anyway, but yeah, so now, also, we get that stupid, stupid line from Gabriel. Tricks are for kids. And I was like, and barf! Done with the show! No. Done! I'm not even gonna finish it!
Nah,
forget
like,
you,
when
season 13!
When I heard that, they might as well have been like,
that's all, folks. Like, I wanted to
just roll credits. Like, and when they roll credits, like, roll them super fast, too.
I was so
like, don't roll them, like, slow. Just, like...
like, when they speed through, like, on FX like, and
speed,
stuff.
Yeah,
and they bring
through.
That bumper up. They're like, this is what's next. I was like, this is insane. Like, I sat there, and the pause was so long. It was just like... Chicks are for kids. And then Dean was just like, yeah.
Dean was like... I'll see myself out.
No, I literally did this. I was just like, eating a sandwich and I went, why?
Like, why do I need, I don't even need
why?
This anymore. I don't even need this anymore.
Why are you like this? I'm like, so upset.
I'm out of here.
But anyway, the team that we have for the crazy finale is
yes.
Ketch and Charlie are in the other side.
They're going to meet up with Mary and Jack. We know that.
Yeah, at some point. But we know that they're waiting for them somewhere on the other side of that rift. Then we've got Sam, Dean, Gabe, and Rowena. I'm not quite sure if Rowena's going to go with them
what
to the other
Cass,
side.
What about Cass, though?
Oh, and Cass. I forgot about him.
Do you think Cass will be? Yeah, Cass will.
No,
yeah.
He has to. I mean, either that or he's going to stay there with Rowena on the other side. Because I don't think they're going to bring everybody over, which I think that they should. But, you know, it's fine. How are they going to get back? Yeah. And things. But it also looks like Lucifer is tearing it up again. Because he was in that preview, he was choking Rowena out. So...
Yeah.
I don't know, which also sucks because the fact that she also has terrible memories of Lucifer.
But
like,
she has super duper powers now, so she.
I know, but
high.
I mean, you know, it's probably a very triggering moment for her, which is unfortunate. But she's also a very strong character, so I feel like she'll be okay.
Yeah.
But either way, it's gonna be interesting because, like I said, there's 3 episodes left. The next episode airs tomorrow, and we got 2 weeks after that. So yeah. What?
And the good thing is, we know there's not going to be any filler moments anymore.
No, they can't. If they do another filler, I'm gonna be like, why? You have 3 episodes
you
left.
You have 3 episodes. You can't do this.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to do that, it better be a 2-parter or something. Yeah, don't do it.
We don't have time for that.
And if they do, it's only going to be 1 episode. If they decide to do a filler, it would have to be 1 episode. It would have to be the next one, which clearly it's not. So
no.
Either way, I guess we'll find out. But yeah, that predictions for the next few episodes of tomorrow and so forth. Yeah, I love the mixture. Okay.
No,
so.
No more deaths. No more good guy deaths for the rest of the
really?
Season.
Really?
I don't think we're getting any more good guy deaths.
I thought Ketch was gonna die for sure.
Nah, he'll be okay. But I think he'll come out, you know, kind of like, you know, beat up a little
sure,
bit.
Sure,
but
sure,
I don't
sure.
Think,
like maybe close
I think
to death. These,
this is the crew that we're gonna take into the next chapter of Supernatural
cool,
as a whole.
Cool, cool, cool,
because
cool.
The problem with Supernatural for a lot of seasons has been like, yo, we killed everybody and we don't have anybody.
Yeah,
for
so now we
to,
have to
for people to love. So we gotta build new people
right,
back up.
Right.
So now we got new Charlie. We got Ketch.
New Charlie.
New Charlie, Ketch, and Jack, who we've kinda like become accustomed to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
Even
yeah.
though dude's literally like 1 year old right now, but you know, got Mary.
1 year old.
Got Mary, who's been in and out of our supernatural lives. So I think they're all going to stay. Gabriel will stay. He'll probably put Lucifer in check. So, yeah.
Okay. No, I agree with you. I agree with you on that. Oh, man. I'm going to stick with at least one character. I'm going to say
okay.
one. I don't know if it's going to be the boys this time. I definitely think it's going to be Ketch, or I think Jack might not die, but he might, like, fulfill what he needed to do and needs to, like, disappear for a little bit. Kind of like what Chuck and his sister did, where
yeah.
he's kind of like, I need to go somewhere. I
because
can't be
with
like, you guys anymore.
We're literally too powerful to be on this show because people are asked, like, why didn't Chuck do something? So we're going to just bench him.
Just bounce.
Kind of like they bench just somebody. Never mind. We can't talk about that because that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. No,
wait.
No, no, no,
wait.
No.
Yeah.
No, no spoilers on that
yeah,
one.
No
yeah.
Spoilers.
No spoilers. But yes, I know where you're going with that, and
yes.
I agree. But yeah, I definitely think that he is going to have to go into a different higher power or whatever he needs to do. Because
yeah.
I feel like we, as much as we would like to have Jack forever, which will probably happen as like an undertone kind of thing, I'm saying that the actor probably won't be on the show all the
okay.
time is what I'm saying. So that's just my take on it. I'm saying I don't want him to leave, but it just his role just doesn't make sense to keep him for another season unless we're continuing with his storyline.
True.
Like, you know what I mean?
True.
Like, if
yeah.
they did it what they did with season 12 into season 13.
Okay.
But I feel like, eh.
Yeah, I think this will cap off these last two seasons.
Yeah,
I agree. We'll have something brand new next year.
Yeah, to, like, really round everything out. Because I feel like if you continue again, I'm like, wow, that was three seasons long story
yeah.
arc. That's insane.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you never know. Supernatural writers are always just leaving us, you know, with crazy nuggets of
but,
awesomeness.
But, you know, next season, even though I'm pretty sure it's already begun writing, they already got that.
Yeah, they're probably already filming and things
they're
like that.
Probably already getting ready to film, but let's go back to the basics, guys. Let's go back to the basics.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the basics.
I just want, like, not like a throwback Thursday, but, like, back to basics, like, bringing back from seasons 1 through 5 into this
yeah.
last season, you know, kind of tying up loose ends and all that kind of stuff, you know? I also miss Monster of the Week, just a little bit.
Yeah.
I really do miss it. Like, I know that the great big plot is awesome, but I really like Monsters of the Week.
Yeah,
it was kind of really,
like
really
just
cool.
traveling around.
Yeah,
stuff.
Going
That's
from state
like,
to state.
You know,
yeah,
back
to the basics.
Back to basics,
yeah, yeah.
you know?
Dealing I agree
with
you.
A witch here, there,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I agree
have
with
Have Dean
you.
Have to play, have Dean have to play gym teacher again.
Oh, that
you
was
know?
So funny.
you know? Like,
I miss those.
Something like that. You know,
yeah,
cool.
I mean, it doesn't have to be too cheesy. I'm just saying that I would like for that because it reminds me of older times.
I'm going
to
have to find that episode tonight.
I don't
watch
remember.
It on Netflix. I know it's
yeah.
probably like something like season
my
three.
My favorite ones
like
are the ones where they have to be, where the trickster is usually involved and they have to be thrown into the TV or something. So I think it's really funny. I also like the one where, I don't know if it was the trickster that was involved, but when Dean lost his sense of courage and he was just scared of everything.
Oh,
that episode
you know
was
another
hilarious.
One that's great? When Dean and Sam are in jail and the FBI is coming after them or whatever.
That plot
dope,
was so good.
Yo,
I
that
was
a dope, like, two episodes or something like that.
Yeah,
that was dope.
Because I was sitting there going, how are they able to do the things that they do without law enforcement being involved?
Yeah.
So when they're like, oh, the FBI is looking into these two brothers that are digging up graves and doing all these terrible things. I was like, yeah, because they're just leaving bodies around.
Yeah.
What a great storyline. We only had it for one season, which is fine, but I'm like.
Yeah, but it was cool. That was
so awesome.
That one where they
and
almost
that was my
got
favorite
caught.
Season. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was
my favorite season.
Was that 3? I
Yo,
feel like that was season 3.
No
I feel
idea.
Like a lot of hotness came out in season 3. And then 4, we got into the Angels. And then 5,
we
you know,
got
of course,
cats.
Crescendo. And then
I mean, yo, when we brought in that higher power, that was a whole different thing. But I also liked
yeah.
when Chuck was involved because of the fact that he was writing novels about them,
yeah.
about them. And I love how we got to bring in the fan fiction aspect of Supernatural, like the fans, and then throw it into the actual Supernatural universe. It's like, they know that we're brothers, right? And then I was like, they don't care.
They don't care.
They just want to see that nubbin.
Ivan Soto said, a ghost infected Dean with fear. So
yes, thank you.
So yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I want to know what you guys are going to predict for the next three episodes, because these are going to be a doozy, I feel.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, Supernatural, sometimes there's and a lot of deaths, sometimes there isn't.
And probably some ooh moments.
Yeah, some
like
oohs or shock.
Asmodeus dying.
Oh my God, he's already dead. I'm just going to leave it at that. But where can the Supernatural fans find you, Michael?
Find me online at One Youngster, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. And Nerdsoul, one word, N-E-R-D-S-O-U-L on YouTube. Google, just search it up. It's already there. You're going to see me there like...
Yeah, that's how you know that you've made it to the
that's
page.
How you know you found me.
For sure. You can find me all over social media at A-T-O-R-R-E-S-890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S-890. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. And again, we will see you guys next Wednesday for episode 21. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Tricks are for kids.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.